Hey everybody, welcome to Golf Origin Stories. My name's Chris McEwen. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram and YouTube at Chris McEwen. Really, really fun show for you today. Malcolm Scoville is my guest, founder, creator of an app called Imagine Golf. But first, let's play some Pixies.
Stop.
So that is Where's My Mind, a song by the Pixies off their 1988 debut album, Surfer Rosa. A pretty interesting song in that it's kind of one of those songs that basically found its own way to popularity. It wasn't released as a single, and yet it's easily the band's most popular and well-known song. Probably the biggest reason for its popularity to this day is the movie that it was in. 10 years ago, after the release of the song, the movie Fight Club played it over its final scene. And from there, the song kind of entered the pop culture zeitgeist and took off. Now, you might listen to Where Is My Mind and think something like, this sounds a lot like Nirvana or the Smashing Pumpkins. And you're half right. But the truth is, Nirvana and the Pumpkins and quite a few other bands actually sound like the Pixies. Kurt Cobain even admitted that Surfer Rosa had a big influence on their album, Nevermind, their second release, technically. So, you know, Nirvana may have popularized the quiet, loud style of song, but it was really the Pixies that introduced it to that entire generation, including myself. Now, the album was recorded by Chicago's own Steve Albini, who is a fascinating human being. But, you know, he also, talking about influence, happened to be the producer of Nirvana's In Utero. So there you go. When I talk about, you know, golf course architects connecting through time, there we have music doing a very similar thing. Pretty cool. It's part of why I love music so much. That album, you know, Surfer Rosa was actually recorded over about a 2-week span. I think it was 10 days and did really well in Europe. But here in the States, the Pixies, they were kind of ours. And what I mean by ours is like the music nerds, like myself. They were a bit underground. You weren't going to hear them on the radio. They were an indie label, they were carried on a very, very small indie label. And so when the song showed up on the Fight Club, I think a lot of us were like, well, that's that. Now the Pixies is for everyone, which is fine. That's great. You know, I love to share music, obviously. One last fun fact about the actual song, Where Is My Mind. Kim Deal, who I think was the bassist, and she sings lots of backup vocals on it. You know, you hear those oohs in the beginning of the song and definitely at the end of the song. Albini moved the recording equipment out of the studio and into a studio bathroom to get that echo that you hear as she sings. So that's not really, there's a little post on it, but mostly it's just, you know, she's singing in a bathroom and getting that great echo. Oh, Steve Albini, such a great producer. He's a bit of a wackadoo, but I love the guy. And he also does a bunch of really, really great stuff in Chicago in terms of fundraising. We go to a thing every year that he hosts at the Second City Comedy Club, or whatever you want to call it, Second City. And they do like this 24-hour of improv, and he has different bands or music guests that are there, and people, you know, bid on stuff, and it's a great, great thing. And you can actually, maybe I'll remind everyone around the time they kick it off again, because you can watch online if you're into improv and music and stuff. And they have some great, great things that you can bid on. So anyways, I play Where Is My Mind as a bit of a nod to my guest this week, Malcolm Scoville. As I mentioned, he's the founder, creator of an app called Imagine Golf, which primarily revolves around kind of the mental aspects of our favorite sport, golf. Although, to be fair, there are some sort of mechanical tips around the game of golf that you can pull, you know, from the app. So it's a pretty great thing. I'm a big fan of the app, just in general. But the what Malcolm delivers are called these. It's called the Daily Drive, and it's by far my favorite part of it. We talk about a few of those just again to give you an idea of what they're about and how they work. And we talk about the origins of the app idea itself. Now, we only cover just a little bit of Malcolm's own golf origin story. But if you want to hear more about the man himself and his time at a little place called St. Andrews, you should fire up his episode of Talking Golf Getaways with Mitch Lawrence and Darren Bunch right after this one. All right, let's get into it and have a conversation with Malcolm Scoville. Malcolm, is it a weird thing to say that I basically hear your voice every morning?
I'm
not the only one. There's a lot of people that probably hear your voice every single day.
Well, it's actually going to be even weirder when I tell you that I record the Daily Drives with my head under a comforter in our guest room. So that is currently the recording studio. So that you have to now picture me being under the covers. So I definitely need to.
Sound booth? It's just a blanket over your head.
It's true. So it's a, it works very well though, especially when you have like a little kid running around and lots of other stuff. So, the whole aim of it is for it to be 3 minutes of your life, right? Imagine golf is all about snackable, like convenient lessons in this fast world of constant bombardment of content. So we really have, you know, we focus on this concept of snackability, it's 3 minutes a day, and then you know, get on with your life. And but I'm curious, do you typically listen when you're having a cup of coffee or going for a walk? Like, how would you listen to it?
Yeah, so I have it on my list here. So basically, earlier in this year, I decided that I was going to focus on flexibility. So I have another app that reminds me to stretch every morning. And I go through this, like, it's a real short, like 10, 15 minute routine. You know, I hit a couple warrior poses. I hit a couple, you know, downward dogs and that kind of thing and get loose. And then I downloaded your app, the Imagine Golf app. And so now I stretch, I pour a cup of coffee. And now that the weather's better, I sit on my balcony and I listen to you for 3 minutes. Just stare out at the city landscape.
Oh, nice.
And listen to Malcolm Scoville talk to me about mental health and mental awareness in the world of golf.
So that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm not kidding, man. It's awesome. It is great. I think I was telling my wife about it after an episode. It's one of those great ideas where I'm angry at myself for not thinking of it because it's just so, I mean, I think I can speak for all golfers, and I know you know this, but like, dude, we're head cases, man. We are absolute psycho head cases. So of course it makes sense to have an app that makes you, you know, mentally healthier from a golf perspective.
Yeah. I mean, one of the taglines, in the app is think better so you can play better. And, it's funny, like, you know, we think somewhere I read 60,000 thoughts a day, but we're never taught how to think. And they kind of take it for granted that, you know, we know how to use our brain. But you look at the average golfer or even a professional, and you can see the great thing about golf, especially watching on TV, is you can see the outcome of different types of thinking. And, you know, Tiger in his prime was the best example probably of, you know, he had his dad gave him these audio tapes when he was a kid with these affirmations, things like, I smile at obstacles. I can be anything and everything I want to be. So he's walking around the golf course thinking like that. And then you've got other guys who are thinking, oh my God, like I'm playing against Tiger. Oh, so you, and you could see it in their, in how they walk and how they perform. So, and then, you know, Tiger also, you saw part of his career where he didn't have that, those thoughts anymore. And his thinking changed, and his performance changed. But it's, that's the crazy thing about golf versus anything else in life is that it's so clear, what your, what the cause and effect is of how you are prepared mentally, how confident you are versus your performance. Once you're past a basic level, like I say, like a 20 handicap, and anything better than 20 handicap, it's so much of it is down to, am I going through a consistent pre-shot routine? Am I taking dead aim? And just some of these, powerful concepts on the mental game that, that are taught in the Imagine Golf app. And that are also, you know, are almost all the ideas in the Imagine Golf app are just, are old ideas that we're just presenting in a, in a, in a more snackable way. They're from the best-selling golf books or from the golf greats. So yeah, but I'm like, yes, I hope to be on that balcony one day after a round of golf and, you know, to see where you sit in the morning. It sounds like a good spot.
It's a, yeah, it's a great spot. I'll, maybe tomorrow morning as I'm listening, I'll just shoot a shot and I'll tag you in like on Twitter or something. And you can get a visual now that I'm,
picturing, that'd be so great.
Now that I'm picturing you under a blanket speaking to me, I will send you a picture so you can see me, listening to that.
Maybe I might reply to your tweet, with a picture of me under the covers. So I'll get my wife to take it.
There
so.
You go.
Yeah, we will get a sound studio going because your mic setup is great. I think that's just basically what we need. Well, that would probably solve our problems, but I've kind of gotten into the habit.
One day you'll miss that comfort because you'll be so big time with your booth and everything else. Yeah. I wanted to give a few examples, of some things that the cool thing about the Imagine Golf app is yes, it's for golf, but obviously any sort of, you know, thought exercise can be used, elsewhere, right? In life and things like that. Considering, today's, as a matter of fact, was a perfect example, which was think one thing, right? That was the lesson today was think one thing, but it was around clearing your mind and you used, which is, I mean, I can't tell you how many friends, golfers, you know, that we tell each other all the time, like, dude, you're trying to do, I have one buddy that I play with probably once a month or something. And his pre-shot routine is a mess because he's going through every single step of his swing. I'm like, you're going to lock yourself up. You can't, that's unhealthy, you know? And, but you said you use a Steve Jobs quote, which is, you know, focus is saying no, which I just absolutely loved. It's so good. So good.
Yeah. This one this week, I agree. I actually was listening to that earlier today. I think that this is one of my top three favorite golf books that we're spotlighting this week. It's The Secret of Golf by Joe Posnanski. And it's all about the rivalry between Tom Watson and Jack Nicklaus. And, there's so many great concepts in it. One of them that Tom Watson talks a lot about was he plays, you know, all these pros play with amateurs in the pro-ams and they're thinking, you know, I've got to start my downswing with my lower body. I got to keep it away from the left side. Cause there's rough over there. I'm too down in the match, you know, so I've got to make sure I put this in the fairway, like all these different thoughts. And, you know, the example we kind of make is Steve Jobs when he came back into Apple after the company had cratered and they were trying to build like 50 different products. And he's like, no, we're doing four products and that's it. And focusing on that. And again, such a great kind of example of golf lessons in golf apply to business and everything else. But Tom Watson's, his one was just accelerate through the ball. Like, that's my swing thought. Just accelerate through the ball. And I think he had another one as well, which he talked about, which is like, just finish with my belly button towards the target. And that's it. And but it's, in order to do that, he talks about this in the lesson. It's like, you have to say no to the thought that pops up that is, I'm too back, I've got to hit this in the fairway. So like, you know, you kind of acknowledge it. You say, okay, that thought's there, but no, you know, I'm focusing on accelerating to the ball. That's my swing thought. And that's another cool thing. Like, when I got really more into the mental game, really through building the app, is a round of golf is totally different if you're adding in these, this challenge of being focused on every shot and going through a, you know, not a long one, but like a quick pre-shot routine and deliberately getting your mind in a place to just be able to think, accelerate through the ball. That is, sounds so simple. It sounds so incredibly easy just to stand over the ball and just to focus on the one thought, accelerate through the ball. And yet it's, if you were to follow the average golfer around and you were to, let's say you were to give that piece of advice to a 15 handicapper before a round of golf and they said, yeah, okay, I got it. And then you actually tracked out of the 97 shots they hit that day, they would probably have done it on the first hole and that's it, and then forgotten about it and not actually executed it. So if you add that to the round experience, it's just a richer experience. And it's much more mentally taxing, I think. You kind of earn your drink at the end of the round a little bit more. But that's that gosh, in life too. Think about it. We sit down for work at the beginning of the day.
Yep.
We got 1,000 things on our mind. How hard is it? How important is it though to focus on like, what is the one thing that's really going to move the business forward today, or move, you know, whatever it is you're working on forward? And so it's a skill that needs to be taught and then trained and retrained and retrained and retrained. That's a great one though. But this book too, haven't bought this book, The Secret of Golf, it's such a great one.
Really?
It's just full of so many stories. Yeah, it's brilliantly written. Joe Posnanski, he's also got like 100,000 followers on Twitter. He's got a really big following, and everybody should follow him on Twitter as well.
Yeah, I'm a big...
I digressed.
No, it's all right. I'm a big believer in the think one thing, or I'm also like, because I'm a manifestation board guy. So I'm like, I need that. Yeah, I need that I write it down on the board and it's right here. I look at it every day, and that's how I maintain focus on
what's on your board. What's on there? I'm curious here. I love that stuff.
So one of them is from last year when I talked to Matt Janella. He and I are talking about going to a Pearl Jam show someday. And so I've got that. I left it on the board. I just said, here, I'm going to put this on the board so I make sure I remember. Other things are kind of like, I've got a list. It's funny. So there's guitars behind me. I've got 20 songs written on the board that I plan on learning. And then I've got some very specific, so I have a YouTube channel. So I've got some very specific statistics I want to reach this year for the YouTube channel. I've got, I want 5 golf course contracts. I've got 2 right now, but I want 3 more for the year to do some marketing for. It's just kind of stuff like that. Like just,
oh wow.
And then every day as I look at those, it tells me to do something, like do something about X, right? Even if it's, you know, a 30 second email, or it's me grabbing a guitar and playing just a verse or a chorus of a song to practice. It works for me. It totally works for me.
Those are great. Those are awesome. So you got some business ones, some like personal passion ones, some like friend ones, like with, you know, with Matt and the Pearl Jam. That's all. I love that. That is such a powerful concept. I mean, this it's visualization, right? I mean, it's again, it's what so many great golfers talk about, seeing the shot in their mind before they hit it. Jack Nicklaus was big on that. I think he said, I never hit a shot as a pro without seeing a very clear picture of it in my mind first. And obviously he was the winning major winner.
Right.
and it had some impact. Unclear what the impact was versus his, born natural born talent. But so many guys in business and, women, Oprah and Sarah Blakely at Spanx, they talk about this as well. You know, literally thinking better to realize better results. So you touched on it. It's this brilliant concept of how golf is a metaphor for life. And it so is. Wow.
So it really is. Yeah. And if nothing else, like that visualization exercise, at least instills confidence in, like, you feel like you know what you're doing and what you expect to happen.
Totally.
And so you can release sort of any sort of concern or worry for that split second, for that moment.
Yeah.
Which is freeing. There's another one too. And Darren and I from Talking Golf Getaways, after you're on their show, we talked about this when we played golf together, about hitting the putt that you wanted to hit. And if it goes in or not is irrelevant. Like if you hit the putt that you wanted to hit and you hit your right putt and you made the putt that you saw in your mind, which is one of the most freeing aspects of putting I've ever experienced. It changed the way that I approach putting.
Me too. I mean, that one is from Dr. Joseph Parent. Mm-hmm. He wrote, have you had him on the podcast?
I have not, but
Zen
I would love
golf
to.
And Zen putting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. You should, I'll shoot you a note. He loves to do podcasts. I'll introduce you to,
great.
He'd love to do it. And I imagine. So he is big on this idea of not being too hard on yourself. I did like a mental game lesson with him. We actually recorded this and put it in the app.
Mm-hmm.
And, I said to him, I'm hitting my tee shots really great, but like I'm really struggling on my, cause I'm in the fairway more. It was kind of, coming out of winter, really tight lies, like the 80 yard chip shots. I'm like sculling them. I'm chunking them. I was like, talked about that for like 3 minutes. And then I talked about the fact that I'm hitting great tee shots for like 6 seconds. And he's like, let's just rewind. Like you said, you're hitting like 10 fairways, 12 fairways around. Like that's incredible. That's awesome. You need to like acknowledge that more, celebrate that more. And it was so true. Like we talk so often about things that aren't going well in our game. And what we focus on, it does have a tendency to expand. And so many of us focus on lack or problems. Mm-hmm. And, so he really brought my awareness to that in that mental game lesson. I thought he was going to help me hit better chip shots, but he was like, you need to focus more on the positive in your game. And that obviously applies to life as well. That concept, he says, it's called make every putt. And he says, you can make every putt. You can make 100% of the putts that you take. And he's like, whether it goes in or not is totally irrelevant of whether you hit the stroke that you intended to hit. And there could be a little piece of spike mark or something else, or, wind, things outside of your control. But you can make every putt and just concentrate on that as opposed to the outcome. And his research, his experience working with BJ Singh and many other major winners is that you're going to actually make more putts by focusing on just making beautiful, intentional stroke. And don't even look at the ball. Yeah, that's the other thing he's a big advocate of, is just hear the ball go in. Mm-hmm. And so that has made me a better putter for sure. And it makes putting practice more fun too. It makes it more mentally taxing to think like, oh, okay, just like I really got to make a great putt. Yeah. So, but Dr. Right. Parent is one of the titans of the mental golf world. And I'd say him and obviously Dr. Bob Rotella, Gary Player has written a great book, Don't Choke, is a very, very powerful book on the mental game. But yeah, I love Dr. Parent's stuff, and we've partnered up with him and done some stuff inside the app, which I encourage everybody to listen to.
Yeah. Okay. So if people don't want to download the app at this point, they're out of their minds. Like golfers out there, I know for a fact that everyone has the same issues that I have. And I'm just telling you, you should grab it. And the one we kind of touched on it real quick, but the fact that you can take 3 minutes out of your day to just sit and listen is also invaluable. Just don't do anything except listen to essentially a golf tip that will help you on and off the golf course. Is just, you know, it's just a breath. Like, everyone just take a breath, man, and just hang out for a second.
That's a good point. I think very few people are using it that way, but that's how it's probably most helpful. Just even if you can listen to just a song, just right. Sit back and just listen to a song for 3 minutes and it will have a similar impact. But gosh, so few of us are slowing down and doing that, right? It's just, the brain is programmed to be looking for threats and thinking about what's wrong in my life and wondering about this thing that might be a problem or got to get something dinner ready or whatever. But yeah, you're right. It's a gift to give yourself 3 minutes to do something. Obviously, I love it for folks to be imagine golf for those 3 minutes, but it could be anything. And the reason we created them 3 minutes long is because that is the length of most songs. Mm-hmm. And a song is the most powerful audio experience that has, you know, that's been around for the last, you know, several hundred years. So, so it's the other thing about each one of those lessons is that it's a tip. There's a very tangible concept technique, that can be applied, but really the daily drives are built around a story as well. So we always mm-hmm. tell a story to help it be more entertaining, kind of like Aesop's fables, you know, like the story of the tortoise and the hare. You know, and the takeaway is that it's not always the fastest guy that wins the race, but little kids aren't going to necessarily remember that, but they can remember the metaphor of the tortoise and the hare. And we're all just mm-hmm. little kids, you know, with like wrinkles. So that's where the story helps to like both make it more entertaining 3 minutes. And every great song has a story too, right? There's a character and they're going through something. And then at the end, you know, here's the really clear takeaway.
Right.
And you mentioned the Steve Jobs quote in the one about kind of do one thing and or think one thought. And we also try to tie in like, you know, a really powerful quote at the end, you know, which helps to quotes are very powerful, you know, so it just helps to bring some inspiration to the entertainment of the story and to the education of the tip. So they're very deliberately, you know, designed, you know, for maximum effect. But I'm glad that you obviously you picked up on all of that.
Yeah. I did. It's so great. It sounds like it's a, you know, you didn't just throw this thing up onto the internet. You have actually like kind of thought the whole thing through. So, you know, good job, man.
Yeah. Well, we did throw it up on the internet. We did throw it up. My philosophy on building things is like throw something up and then iterate 1% every week, you know, and, I think Warren Buffett said the eighth wonder of the world is compound interest. So, you know, getting a little bit better every week with your golf game as well, right? If you just focus on getting 1% better, you know, focus on one part of your game being 1% better. I mean, in a year, you're going to be 50% better than you were. You know, you're going to be twice as good as you were before.
Right.
100% better. So, I think the other thing we realized, you know, Imagine Golf Now, it's been around for about a year, and I think we've had over closing in on 300,000 downloads of the app, and all different types of golfers have downloaded it and found it. And you see the reviews. We added something new into the app recently. I'm just opening it up where it shows you the comments that other folks leave after listening to the Daily Drive. So there's 30 comments from today already. And so like Big Dog Golf here says 43 minutes ago, with golf being such a mental game, keeping it simple and only thinking one thought should help a great deal. Can't wait to try this. So he maybe is a bit more of a junior golfer, or less like he's not a pro probably, because he looks like he's coming to this concept for the first time. Mm-hmm. And he's going to go out and apply it. But there's other folks in here who are maybe they're playing at a high school or collegiate level. We've definitely some professional golfers who are using the app. And somebody says here, I always start the round with this intention of thinking one thought, but it's difficult to keep the accumulating thoughts out of my mind. So this golfer looks to be a little more experienced. They're saying this is a great concept because actually, as you go through the round, there's more and more factors that are coming into play, like, you know, the score versus your competitor, you're hungry, all right. The previous shots you've hit. So that's a great point, actually. So it's, somebody here says, I struggle with focus. One thought, I'm working on this today. Great lesson. Somebody says, I'm overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed by the thoughts that flood my mind. I will move forward with this concept as I play. So it's just the applicability of each of these concepts is also something we focus on. Mm-hmm. So it has to be something that you can apply this afternoon on the golf course or tomorrow morning on the golf course. And I think that's the other thing about a lot of content. And you could read a golf book, it would be a 20-hour reading experience. And it's very difficult to take a specific thing from that and go apply it. There's so many different ideas. But by, you know, isolating them and presenting them in these very snackable ways,
yeah, it's like
they are more likely to be applied. Yeah, filter into your game.
Yeah, it's almost like, you know, you said that, you know, each sort of, like, you are writing this really never-ending long book, but you're allowing us to digest, you know, three sentences at a time, kind of like, okay, I'm going to read this to you, and then I want you to think. Yeah. I want you to think about it for a day. And then I'll give you a little bit more. And I want you to think about that for a day. And pretty soon, like, we're able to, as golfers, sort of, you know, withhold or hold on to that, all that information.
Yeah. I mean, the brain is like not able to hold that much. It's really not that powerful, like, from that standpoint. It's amazing. It's a miraculous thing. But yeah, you think about how many tips and kind of things you have heard over your career as a golfer. And, one of the things that we found about Imagine Golf is that a lot of times, you know, folks, I've heard this before. I've already heard that one. But there's actually a realization that, like with Aesop's Fables, you know, you probably need to hear the story of the tortoise and the hare a dozen times before it's going to stick. And you really, and then you still probably, it doesn't stick with you. It's probably still rushing around, you know, trying to do things fast, busy, busy, busy. Right. You think, actually, let's slow down a little bit and make sure we're running the right race here. So that there's a lot of power in repetition, and, you know, over 365 day year, you might hear the concept of think one thought, you know, told in a different way or from a different guide or from a different book or a slightly different perspective, or maybe communicated with a different story attached to it. And that just helps it sink in a little deeper, really builds a thread count of your knowledge on the mental game.
It's awesome. Yeah. So I know, you know, this is Golf Origin Stories, and I think you had mentioned before that the kind of origin story of Imagine Golf and your own sort of golf origin story do intertwine a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I love the whole concept of your podcast, because it's origin stories are fascinating, like in life, you know, it's like how companies get created, how careers get created. Like, I remember Arnold Schwarzenegger, saying in an interview once that he saw a magazine, a bodybuilding magazine, at one of his friends' parents' houses when he was like, I don't know, 9 years old. And he looked at the cover and he saw this guy, and that was the origin. That random magazine that somebody left on the coffee table was the origin of Arnold Schwarzenegger wanting to be.
No, that's incredible.
On the cover of magazines. Wow. And stuff like that. So, yeah, but so I was never going to be a bodybuilder, but I did. I grew up in North Carolina, you know, in kind of the, you know, very near Pinehurst. And one of my first summer jobs was working at the 99 U.S. Open. The year Payne Stewart won it, and it was just like the excitement, the energy of that Sunday, you know, stuck with me in many ways. And I just you know, didn't really know how that would transpire. But I ended up going to University of St. Andrews for 4 years in Scotland, and again, it was kind of an accident of life, but I loved it and played a lot of golf over there. Just get a great respect for the history of the game and how the game is so much about friendship and being outdoors. And I love competition. So I love that, like, I could go out with a few buddies and, you know, we could play for a pint at the end of the round. And it was just, the adrenaline would keep rising through the round. And I really loved that. And over my career, you know, I started out, you know, kind of doing corporate stuff and working in venture capital and investing in startups and watching people build businesses, and knew that I wanted to do the same thing. And I was also very much like kind of mission driven. You know, my mom's a social worker, and she got us into volunteering and like doing stuff that's good for the world. And my dad was always asking us, you know, what did you learn today? You know, he's really big on education. And and my stepmom is like very social, and like she's extremely good at connecting with people and like building something that was good for the world, like, you know, kind of could be a meaningful business, and you know, was, you know, bringing people together and teaching people. Like, I knew I was going to do that some way. So yeah, so Imagine Golf is one app that we're working on in our company. It's called TLDR. The business is all about snackable audio content. And I was an early advisor in a business called Calm, the meditation app. Brilliant founders, Michael and Alex, who are two close friends of mine. And they just, you know, they really encouraged me to go in this direction of snackable audio. And so Imagine Golf is our first app. And it's, as I say, launched last year. And, you know, the reason I chose golf for the first one was I love golf. But also, I was playing with a buddy at Harding Park and his 10-year-old son, and there was another. It was four of us out there, and Sam, who was a 10-year-old, he stood over a 3-foot putt and said, the 18th hole to tie the match, and he stepped away from the putt. He said, "I know I'm going to miss this," and then he hit the putt and he missed it, and it was just like, even at 10 years old, we're programmed to be negative, and
yeah.
That applies off the course as well. Like, you know, I'd had a really tough period. I had a company that I started that didn't work out, and I had to, like, you know, it took a while like to recover from that. It was like a really bad missed putt in my career. And, you know, so that was the importance of literally changing the dialogue, whether it's over a 3-foot putt or in a business situation, was just critical. And, that's what Calm and many other apps are doing. That's what Spotify does. It's what SiriusXM does. Music and audio, whether it's an audiobook or a podcast, is literally changing the voices bouncing around in the head of consumers. So I loved the opportunity to do that. And that's how we kind of got Imagine Golf going. And each week we, you know, right now we kind of evolved a bit, but each week we launch a 7-day audio course on a Sunday, and every one of the 7 lessons is just 3 minutes long. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, it's kind of an experience throughout the week. Like this week, you know, we're featuring, Joe Posnanski's book, The Secret of Golf. Next week we'll feature a different one. We've got a really exciting 7-day series coming up by a multiple major winner, one of the titans of the mental game, who's teaching his techniques on how to think better and play better. So whether it's from best-selling books or really the greatest minds in the game, we want to bring that to golfers everywhere. So, we'll do other apps as well around other passions, whether it's interior design or travel. But that's kind of the origin of where we're at now. And then I think you know the business model is very similar to a Sirius or a Calm, where, you know, it's a free app. But you know, we have a subscription, which, you know, folks can upgrade to get access to all the content. And that's basically how we put bread on the table, is, you know, folks paying a few bucks a month, for content that creates us, you know, costs hundreds of thousands of dollars over the course of the year to create and maintain and stuff. That's the beauty of software, beauty of technology, is that it could deliver it for a few bucks a month at scale, and it hopefully works out. I know we're, you know, we have more, a little bit more in the bank, you know, each month to keep investing in,
yeah,
and making great stuff.
Yeah.
So
I,
yeah, so the, that's where we're at.
The subscription service is worth every, I mean, think about the money that we spend as golfers. I mean, it's a drop in the bucket.
Yeah.
In the big picture of things, I mean, honestly, you know, we don't hesitate to buy a $500 or $700 driver that we may use for whatever, years or something. And in the meantime, I mean, this can make you a better golfer faster than that thing will.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. There's the science to like pricing, you know, products and things like that. We don't know that this is priced right yet. I mean, it's, we're getting some feedback now. It's only an annual thing, right? Subscription. We'll probably change it to a monthly as well to make folks just could try it for a few months.
Sure.
But there is a 7-day free trial, and that's, folks love the fact that there's a free trial. It's easy to unsubscribe if you don't like it after that. Almost everybody does after the 7-day free trial continue with the subscription, because it's easy to like experience the product. You don't have to like watch like 3 hours of videos or something to like get it.
Right.
It's just, you know, so it's just a few minutes, and you're like, oh wow, this, I can see how this could be helpful for me. But the other point is that folks are going from zero time on working on their mental game to 3 minutes, mm-hmm. which is 100% improvement, an infinite improvement. You know, mm-hmm. so that's the other thing, I think, is that, as you say, like, you know, you want to get better. That's the motivation of all of our students, is to get better. They want to play better golf, and we know that, and they want to lower their handicap, or they want to win more tournaments. They want to win the Masters one day. And we are one small piece of the puzzle of them doing that. But I would say, like, you know, a puzzle, if you have a missing piece of a puzzle, it's not done. Like, and this is a missing piece of most people's golf puzzle. There's other missing pieces as well. They're probably not working on their putting, and they're chipping enough, and they might need to go get some lessons on the fundamentals of their swing. But this is a integral puzzle in every professional and amateur golfer's tapestry of their game, and that the mental game, I mean, is an important mm-hmm. puzzle. So, piece of the puzzle. So, did you watch the tournament last weekend with Spieth and Kokrak?
Sure. Yeah. For sure.
What was did you? I think I heard that Spieth said something to one of the announcers, like on the 17th hole, something like, it's hard. Like, how's it going out there, Jordan? And he's like, well, nothing's working. Like, you know, it's hard to be out here when nothing's working.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think something to that effect.
Yeah.
And then on the 18th, or maybe it was the 18th. Yeah. One shot back, hit it in the rough. And they hit it in the water.
Yeah.
And if your mindset, yep. if you're walking up to the tee box on the 18th hole at a professional golf tournament, and you're literally thinking and saying out loud, nothing is working. What do you expect is going to happen? So,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
So So the best golfers in the world have the shortest memories can't remember who said that. Might have been Gary Player, but that's, you gotta, yes. 18th hole, brand new, fresh start. You know, here we are. I'm standing up here, like I'm in the final pairing to win this tournament.
Right.
I'm Jordan Spieth. Right. I've won majors. Watch this.
Yeah.
And so that is just, even the pros, you know, are struggling with this stuff. So, and then he could say, well, yeah, but did you see my last five holes? I'm hitting it all over the place. Doesn't matter. Doesn't mean you can't be thinking better as you walk up to the 18th hole.
That's the fun of it.
Yeah, but Jordan is such a great guy.
Starting over.
It's fun, and it's also hard. I mean, it's very hard, right? So I think you and me might find that fun. I think a lot of people call it like hogwash, you know, oh yeah, whatever, you know, right. Great. You're just going to like look at the world with like rose tinted glasses and, you know, think I'm the best. Who does that work for? Well, how about Muhammad Ali?
Right.
Literally, all he did was tell people, I'm the greatest. And after he got knocked down and punched in the face, he said, oh, I got punched in the face. This fight's going really bad. He says, that's all you got. I'm the greatest. That doesn't hurt me. So that, and that's back to what Tiger was doing in his prime. In Tiger's prime, he was walking. You could just see, you could almost read his thoughts based on the way he walked.
Mm-hmm.
And you could look at video footage of him in his prime and just versus, you know, afterwards, and just see, it's a different stream. It's a different narrator, a different, script that's filtering through his monologue, inner monologue. Mm-hmm. So one of the other things that we've added, Chris, is called a Think Like series. And it's like Think Like Jack, Think Like Annika. And it's just a really short section of the app, and it says these mantras. And we take these really great quotes, these kind of zingers from Jack Nicklaus and other folks, and we just narrate them. And we say, like, you know, as you're walking onto the course today, you know, here's your new swing thought. Here's your new thoughts today. And those have been really well received. A very simple, you know, concept. But again, we're replacing the stinking thinking, as Zig Ziglar called it, with with helpful thinking. I don't know where we started, but those are some thoughts. This is some kind of free flow.
It's kind of funny. One more piece about it. And then we can close out the show. But you talked about like the mechanical repair of your golf game is kind of the easy part, which actually you guys had a really cool lesson around fix it, where that's kind of the wrong mentality too.
Yeah.
But that's the, you know, I can go to a driving range and I can work on my game physically forever, every day I can go. And that's easy. But like we talked about before when we started talking, the really, you know, clearing your thoughts and taking the time to provide space and, you know, for mental health, for positive thought, for those kinds of things, that's where the real work is, in my head anyways. And that's how I feel about it. So, and I think that's what that's what this app is helping with.
Yeah. I think there's work on the range too. I mean, there's no question about that. And that's where essentially a lot of content in the app now on this, which is how to practice.
Mm-hmm.
And Jack Nicklaus remarkably hit the fewest balls on the practice range before a tournament. And he said, every single shot I hit on the range, every single one, I was pretending, I was imagining I was 80 yards out on the 18th hole and I have that to win the tournament. And he would literally visualize, he would never just hit a shot on the driving range. So that's a concept that's taught in this something called the driver's license course,
which
is like a 7-day course in the app on how to think your way from tee to green. It's like the Department of Mental Vehicles, we called it. So you kind of take the 7 days and you get your driver's license, you know, for the mental game. But it's not just like think happy thoughts before every shot. That's not the mental game. The mental game is also course management.
Mm-hmm.
It's pre-shot routine. You know, it's pre-shot routine is like this idea of the think box. You step behind the ball, you step into the think box, you look at the target, you take into account the wind, and you really you really are deciding what you're going to do. And then you walk across the decision line into the play box. And this is a concept popularized by Pia and Lynn, who wrote the book Vision 54. They coached Annika Sorenstam, who was the most winning female golfer of all time, mm-hmm. on majors. And then you step into the play box, and there's no more thinking anymore about like what you're going to do. You've already done that in the think box, and now you're just in execution mode. And that's a concept that, again, if you go out and you say, I'm just going to do think box, decision line, play box every time I hit a shot on the tee box, on the fairway, in the rough, sand trap, putting green, just try to do that in every shot. It's very, very hard to do throughout the round because you forget, but it's, that will lower your scores more than anything, I think, without doing a swing overhaul, which could also hurt your scores. But that's, you know, what do I do? You know, Jack Nicklaus, again, he was not the most aggressive golfer. So almost all amateurs think they can hit it through a little 3-inch hole in the trees and land it just short of the green. It'll roll up next to the hole. You know, right. The most, right. Almost for every single golfer in the world, the right thing is to take less risk, and take your medicine and punch out into the fairway. But 95 out of 100 amateur golfers aren't doing that. Another beautiful one is the round before the round. I've really enjoyed taking the scorecard out the night before and just walking through the round in my head.
100%.
It takes 5 minutes. Yeah. So those are concepts that aren't there. It's a lot more than think happy thoughts. Right. And,
it's true.
So, yeah. So I think that's the other thing. Like, what is the mental game all about? And we try to answer that question, but there's hundreds of different concepts within the genre of the mental game of golf. And to learn them all is really exciting. You know, it just makes the game of golf much richer, and it helps you understand the history of the game more and nuances. And you're watching the golf on Sunday afternoon on TV, and you're just like, it's a different experience watching golf too. And you're kind of picking up different things in the press, and people are getting in the press conferences, hearing their comments on, like, Phil Mickelson winning the PGA a couple weeks ago. He talked about focus. He said, I don't want to get too spiritual on you, but I've really been working on my focus. I mean, 50 years old, and he is, what has he been doing differently? It's not his swing speed stuff. He actually has been working on his swing speed as well. But everybody, you know, all the golfers are working on that. The big thing that I heard that was different about Phil was that he said, I am struggling to focus for 18 holes. So I am playing 36 a day just so when it's tournament time, like, it's a little bit less taxing. And I can stay focused all 18. And blood sugar levels drop after the ninth hole. So, like, you gotta eat something. You gotta stay hydrated. You gotta be recommitting to your pre-shot routine. And these things don't come naturally. It's actually natural to do the opposite, to get tired and to lose focus. So he's going against the grain of Mother Nature, which is what we all have to do to get to where we want in life. Otherwise, we just sleep all day and watch TV. But that was a really powerful one. So,
yeah,
focus. Focus for Phil.
I mean, if Phil struggles with it, I imagine we all do. I know I do anyways.
Absolutely. All the pros are struggling with it. Yeah.
This is fun, man. I appreciate this.
This is great, Chris. And I am excited to do more stuff together. And I don't know the Pearl Jam guys, but on some one of your other ones, I could probably help you get another golf course signed on. And I can't help you on the guitar singing, but I'd love to help you make some of those vision board things come true.
Thanks, man.
So, and vice versa.
See,
you can help me on some of mine. That'd be awesome.
That's right. Manifestation in action right now. Just natural, you know, the way things come together. That's it.
You put it out. Ask and you shall receive.
And I'm going to put on the board, share a cup of coffee on the balcony with Malcolm
That's awesome. But after a round of golf,
come to Chicago.
With golf. Yeah. Well, yeah, with all golf. Right, let's get golf in that day. I want, yeah. So I'm,
I'd
be fired up for that. And I will introduce you to Dr. Joe, Joe's a parent, and, you should chat to him. He's much wiser than I am. And he will be able to talk about some of these concepts like, make every putt, a lot more eloquently.
I love it. Thanks, man. I'm just going to, you just want to be my booking agent. You, awesome. Like you have all these people that you know and that you work with. I mean, I imagine
we can do that. Yeah.
It's gotta be pretty great for you because you've got to be learning so much like every single day, not only just about golf, but like you started an app.
Well, yeah, I think that the thing is the surprising thing about Imagine Golf is that I've always heard that expression, the best way to learn is to teach. It's so true. When you have to actually teach things, it makes you really have to internalize them. And so that's why we encourage, like we say, we design each daily drive for you and one other golfer in your life. So take this lesson and share it, like just talk about it next time you go out of the golf course, because that helps you internalize it, right? It helps you learn it and apply it when you have to teach it to someone else. So it's, you know, in that case, kind of goes back to this idea that golf's very social. So is learning, you know? So that's what, that's been an unexpected benefit though, is I am learning a lot more than I expected to. Any of your awesome community that's looking to think better and play better, you know, we just launched on Android. So it's Imagine Golf on the Apple Store, on the Google Play Store. We're also Imagine Golfers on Instagram, which has got a great community. We just gave away 4 Scotty Cameron putters. We did a giveaway and like, you know, awesome. For you and 3 of your golf buddies.
Yeah.
And it was a great group of guys won those. We're going to do a lot more giveaways. So follow us on Imagine Golfers on Instagram and Twitter as well.
All right. You heard it from Malcolm. Thanks, man.
Excellent. Thanks, Chris.
That is Malcolm Scoville, owner, operator, founder, voice talent for the Imagine Golf app. And I know I kind of gushed a little bit about the app, but I really am enjoying it. I really am enjoying just that 3 to 4 minute time of peace where I just listen to one of these daily drives and I really enjoy it. And I think a lot of people can benefit from it. A lot of people would enjoy it as well. I mean, don't take it from me. I think the app has 300,000 plus downloads and well over 4,000 5-star reviews on the app. So, you know, I'm not the only one that thinks this. There's a ton of us that are using this app and just absolutely love it. So I will put the link directly to both sort of operating systems, Android and iOS, in the show notes, along with their social media tags that Malcolm mentioned there at the end, at Imagine Golfers. So you can go and follow him and you can see some of the stuff that they're giving away, which is really fun and cool. Otherwise, you know what that is? That is the show for this week. Thank you, as always, so much for listening. I really, really appreciate it. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram and YouTube at Chris McEwen. We're still doing the YouTube giveaway, so head over there and subscribe, and you will be entered. I talked about trying to fast forward some of these metrics, and this is the way we're doing it. We're going to give away a bunch of cool stuff, and if you subscribe, that is step one to being entered. So go and do that. Otherwise, thank you again. Have a good week. I will talk to you next week. Let's close it out with a little bit more of the Pixies. See everybody.